Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and if that's the case, it must be the weekend. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're ready to fire it up in your backyard. What's cooking over there, brother?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's a weekend, and this is your get up and go. This is your call to arms. This show in particular is to bring out the manly man, because we're doing primal steaks, and we're going to just talk about everything primal meats.
Hey, I tell you what, this is one of my favorite topics that we do every year, because I'm going to call myself out, and I'm a self-professed steak snob. I don't go out to eat steak very often.
Yeah,
there's once in a while, I'll find a place that's got a great steak, but I personally, I think I can do it better than most places do it out, take a little more care, a little more time, and I think those are some of the things we're going
to
cover today.
Bonefish Grill would be one exception to that.
Well, and everybody's got one around, right? And I'm not saying that restaurants don't make great steaks, but by and large, they're rushed, I think, and the cuts aren't maybe as good. They maybe aren't trimmed as well.
Well, we have a great butcher in our pocket. That's the truth.
Well, there's that, too.
I got to tell everybody, you're listening, you can't see this, but I got to tell you, every time we open this show, we do our opener, which we love. We have lots of fun with it. And, you know, it's the immigrant song and everything. And right when Joppy starts talking, he does this little thing with his hips, and he kind of just like shifts his butt around. And I think he's like almost dancing as he does his opener. So when you
hear him say
welcome, just know that he's doing a little jig for you.
Right, yeah. This is not TV, and there's a strong reason why that's the case. But anyway, no, the topic of beef on the grill,
primal cuts,
is one that always gets me excited. So, but before we dive into that too deeply, this week, you know, we always kind of recap what was going on. I covered a wedding for a buddy whose son was getting married, and
you mean you put the tent up?
Well, yeah, kind of. But you know, it's one of those things where guys are humble, and I get it. But you know what? When you need help, you need to ask your buddy, and especially if he's got some skills in an area where you know he can help you.
Yeah.
And so what happened is this guy was, you know, wedding was there, and he was trying to do it right, and he was going to do all the barbecue for 175 people himself, and he's the father of the groom.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Right, and I'm like, come on, man, let me help you a little bit. He's a good buddy of mine, and we hang out.
He's a good guy.
And he was too humble. He didn't want to ask, right? So I kind of got a little pushy.
Wow.
And yeah, imagine that. But I got a little pushy, and I kind of stepped in, and I ended up spending all weekend with him. But the food came out great. We just did pulled pork and beans and cheesy potatoes and corn, you know, the standard fare for an outdoor barn wedding
kind of
barbecue. But it turned out really good. It was all his recipes. I just kind of stepped in and played number two.
You were the robot.
When he had time. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of pushed him away when he got closer to the wedding. And I just wanted to tell him thanks, because I really enjoyed being able to help him. And at the end of the day, I felt like that he appreciated it too.
Talking about Mark Greaves.
I am, yep.
And say his name.
Right.
Say it.
Mark's a great guy, and he's a good buddy of mine.
He is.
But he's just a proud guy, and he was like, I got this.
I get
you know?
That, man. I don't like to ask for help either. You volunteer to help me all the time, and I'm usually like, nah. But it's I don't know. It's a weird thing, but I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Maybe guys more than women.
And I think so. And that's part of that whole primal guy thing, is where I was going with it to tie it in, is that we're proud and we want to do it. But you know what? Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to just ask your buddy, especially if he's got skills. Now, you don't want to ask me to help you repair a car. That's not in my skill set, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'll be the first one to tell you. But in something like that where I've got a little bit of skills, and you know, I'm happy to step up and help.
But you'd bring the beer if they were.
I did. But Mark doesn't drink beer, so
no,
I
mean,
drink
if, you, if you wanted to
oh, yeah.
help with the car, right. you'd at least bring some beer over and then mock them the whole
time.
Well,
I'd watch. Yeah, ask some dumb questions. Sure.
Well, I had a very cool week. I'm in the process of building a wet bar, as you know, because I'm going to get the cabinets from Home Life from you. A great deal. It's actually a mistake order. You guys ordered
so
the wrong color.
Me too. Yeah.
And I happen to love that wood because it's a nice dark. It's got
knotty,
the knots in
oak,
it and everything. It's beautiful cabinets.
Yep.
And the deal I can't pass up. And then this is going to be a Jop bar because you actually gave me some granite a couple years ago that I've been storing next to the barn.
Right.
One of those pieces is going to work perfect.
Great.
I found a guy to cut the top in, the sink and all that stuff. So when I get that bar installed and all done, you're going to be the first guy to belly up to it.
Yeah, we were able to pull that granite out of another job, and stone doesn't go bad.
Oh, it was just beautiful.
Somebody else wanted a different color.
And you said you hated to throw it away, and I took a look at it, and I go, that'd be great for an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still haven't built that real nice outdoor kitchen that I want to do because I got too many other projects. But so it's going to go downstairs instead.
Good.
Which is great because I happen to need. And the cool thing is that's a dark granite. It goes great with that dark cabinet. It's going to look gorgeous.
Right.
And it's going to look way better than any other cabinets in the house.
Well, those will change, too.
Until you get done with
my
wife.
I'm not done with you yet, man. Yeah.
So, I also had a great conversation with my buddy David Webb this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
this is good news.
And we are finally getting the full final approval of bringing our last load of two big American Barbecue Systems Judge Smokers and Original Wan Sauce, American Stockyard, and the Parker Charcoal. We're going to ship that to Camp Pendleton, and you and I in September are going to fly out to San Diego to meet the load, escort it on to Pendleton, and we're going to cook for a couple thousand Marines, and then we're going to attend an event there that's, I should have had the name of the event written down. I can't remember it, but it's a very big formal event they have every year, and it's a black tie event, so we'll get to actually go and hang out with all the Pentagon people and all the top Marines, and there'll be several hundred people at this fancy affair, and so we'll get to cook for a couple days and then go to a black tie event and celebrate the Marine Corps. So that's just going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks to David Webb from Sirius Patriot and Fox News.
Right. And this has been a long time coming, guys. Man, we've been struggling with this. The red tape at the government level is amazing, as you all know. But but thank God we got it done.
So here's the other part of that story. Now we need to start raising some money for the freight because we're going to have a few thousand dollars to get all this stuff out to California. So take a look at our page, gibbq.com, and if you haven't helped out this cause yet, it's been going on for 2 years, it's now time to go ahead and open your wallet up and man up a little bit. We're going to go feed a couple thousand Marines. We just need some freight money now to get all this stuff to Camp Pendleton. And
that's in San Diego,
right?
That's
in San Diego.
So
it's going to be rough duty.
It's leaving Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it's headed to San Diego. So another thought there is there's a lot of truck companies that run produce back and forth to the West Coast.
Yeah, like Van Eerden.
From here. But this is a half a truckload of stuff because we got pallets of sauce and rub and these
two big
smokers.
Yep.
Right, it's six skids. So we've got a... we're begging a little bit here, but not really. This is a great cause.
Yeah, if you had a little room on the back of your truck, absolutely.
Right.
That's a great idea. 100%
is deductible because this is all through a 501c3. There is absolutely no money that Barbecue Bob and I have taken from this, nor will we ever. Everything that's donated in kind or cash goes right toward this event. We've already done one of them that we took down there, and now we're going to take these two out to Camp Pendleton, and we could really use your help.
First load went to Fort Bragg a year ago.
Right.
And now it's time to get this last load out, and this is a double load, so we need some help. GIBBQ.com. Click on, even if you can only throw in $5 or $10, please do it.
Yep, every little thing helps.
That's
coming
right.
Up next, we're going to get primal. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Been a little over a year since you were standing right.